It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day. Don't change me out.
Don't change a thing. Yeah, it's great to have your company, and we're also here for Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers as well. Don't forget, Australian made, it's important to buy Australian right now. As I said, look for the logo and be sure it's Aussie. Well, in 1994, Australian Formula One driver David Brabham was driving his car and qualifying for the San Marino Grand Prix. Now, he drove past the wrecked car of his teammate Roland Ratzenberger, who had just gone off track and slammed into the barriers at high speed. The quote was, "If you see a dead body, it's a very different experience." When I got back to the pits, I remember my wife Lisa asking me, "What do you think?" And I said, "I think he's gone." That was the only thought I could have. Roland Ratzenberger was an Austrian driver who had devoted his life to motor racing. His passing was a tragedy ultimately overshadowed by the death of Ayrton Senna, who would suffer the same fate just 24 hours later during the Grand Prix.
Michael Schumacher now, and Senna! My goodness! I just saw him plunge off to the right, and Senna has joined Pedro Lamy and JJ Leto in a shattered motor car. You can see the debris on the right. What on earth happened there? I don't know whether it was a sudden loss of downforce for some reason, but Senna is still in the car. It means to say, of course, that Schumacher has gone into the lead. But the important thing is now, how is Ayrton Senna, with the marshals already waving the yellow flags?
There you go. Murray Walker's call of that tragic incident at the San Marino Grand Prix some 30 years ago today. And really, it was the Formula One race that changed the landscape of that sport. Now, I'm going to introduce a gentleman who has followed Formula One well beyond that. And he loved Ayrton Senna. He thought he was the Formula One driver of his generation. And he was so passionate about Ayrton Senna that his firstborn, his son, was named Senna. His name is Greg Lazaridis, and he joins us here on Sports Day WA. Greg, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Peter.
Is it hard to imagine that this was 30 years ago today? And how do you remember it?
Oh, like it was yesterday. I actually watched it live on television. And it wasn't until about 4 hours later we found out the truth about what was happening to him, that he died. And I can actually remember taking my now wife, Lizzie, to work on my motorcycle and crying on the way home in my helmet. It was so sad. So I remember it like it was yesterday, yeah. But I can't believe 30 years have gone by.
And you've still watched every Formula One race since then, Greg. In your eyes, has there been anyone as good as Ayrton Senna?
You would have to put Verstappen up there and Vettel. I mean, they're multi-world champions, but it's more about the car these days than the driver.
So what made Ayrton Senna such a good Formula One driver?
Oh, I think it's like he started when he was like 4 or 5 go-karting, and he's just raw talent. He's just born with it, I think. Like he says, he was born with it in his blood. I mean, the guy's like, you know, he had 60 pole positions from 127 races. I mean, that's nearly half the races he entered.
Mm.
And he was such a freak at poles that he used to wait for everybody else to set the lap. And then he'd go out in the last 2 minutes and set pole position, and it pretty much worked out every time for him. And his knowledge of the engineering side of Formula One, he used to get involved with all his engineers, and, you know, after practice or whatever, the drivers would go home and have a drink or two, but he'd be busting his engineers' balls wanting to try and get better lap times the next day out of it.
Yeah.
So he was quite a hard taskmaster.
And he must have meant a lot to you, Greg, because you named your son Senna after Ayrton Senna, which was a pretty special acknowledgement of what he meant to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we've all got our idols, and me being a rev head all my life, as you well know, Pete, I just thought he was just, you know, I mean, that's my opinion, but I think I rank him number one, and a lot of other people do as well.
So, Greg, when you look at what happened on that weekend, because two drivers lost their lives, one on Friday, well, one the day before, and, of course, then Ayrton Senna. How much has Formula One safety changed since then? Because it's a different race now, isn't it? And that changed everything.
Absolutely. I mean, people forget that Ruben Barrichello, he had a real bad crash in practice on the day before. I think that was like either the first or second practice. And on the third practice, Roland Ratzenberger died at 300 kilometres an hour smacking into a wall. And, you know, he had no chance of survival. But Barrichello should have died in the crash that he had. If you see it live, it's just unbelievable. And the following day, we all know that infamous day at Imola. In Formula One, they've actually got a plaque there, the spot that he died. And it was just a lot more riskier. These days, it's all about safety. It's not about risk.
Greg, thanks for sharing your experiences with us. Much appreciated, mate. As I said, it's 30 years today, back in 1994. And as you said, it only seems like yesterday. And, of course, they also put a documentary together entitled Senna, that no doubt you've seen quite a few times.
Well, there's two famous incidents that he's doing his pole position. One's in Suzuka in 1989, and one's in 1990 on Monaco. And they're just unbelievable footage because there was no paddle shifts those days. You had to take your hand off the steering wheel and change it manually. So there was quite a lot going on at the time.
Good on you, Greg. Thanks for sharing your experiences.
Pleasure,
with us.
Pete. Appreciate the time, mate. Cheers.
There you go. Greg Lazaridis, a lifetime Ayrton Senna fan, sharing his knowledge of the great man who lost his life on this day 30 years ago at the San Marino Formula One Grand Prix, and even named his son Senna. All right, Kim has been on the text line 0487 736 736 saying, Peter, remember that night when Ayrton Senna had that huge crash that eventually took his life? That was when Nine Wide World of Sports showed a replay late on Sunday night, and I couldn't go to sleep until I found if he had survived or not. I remember how Murray Walker was in total shock. That's from Kim. Just in the time remaining, if you've got any thoughts on Ayrton Senna, love to share it with you in the time remaining here on Sports Day WA, 0487 736 736. Norman Cowell says, G'day Pete, have you heard anything more about the no confidence vote with the Australian Rugby Union Board? I haven't heard a lot, Norm, because we spoke about it last week, but Rugby Australia will need to find another two board members before the end of the year. Their frustrated shareholders decided to vote against the re-election of a board director. Karen Penrose, a non-executive director, will step down from the governing body after she did not receive a two-thirds majority from members, which included the Super Rugby franchises and the state union. So there's a couple they were looking when I was talking to the gentleman last week to get rid of on the board. I gather she could have been one of it. And also, I believe that Pip Marlow is planning to step down from her position on the board later this year. So there's some movement there on the Rugby Union Board or the Australian Rugby Board. Just before I go, thanks to Tyre Power's Mega May Sale, which is now on. Dan Curtin will make his debut for the Adelaide Crows tomorrow night against Port Adelaide in the showdown as we start round 8 in the AFL. If you haven't heard it, this is worth another listen. Dan Curtin telling the news to Mum and Dad.
Hey, Mum.
Hey, Dad.
Just thought I'd get straight to the point. Would you want to come over to Adelaide this week? Thanks, Mum. Just thought I'd give you a call and let you know that I'm going to need you to come over to Adelaide this weekend because I'm debuting.
Showdown.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Just found out then.
Oh, my God, I'm spinning out.
Looking forward to the game tomorrow night. Love the showdowns for whatever it is. It's a real rivalry. Port Adelaide, an established club. Everyone hates Port Adelaide unless you're a then Magpie supporter in the South Australian National Football League, now a Power supporter, and the Adelaide Crows, who became the new kids on the block. And it always is a fantastic match. Let's hope that's the case tomorrow night. And just before I go, just repeating that Mitch Marsh has been appointed as Australia's men's T20 captain, with the all-rounder set to lead a squad to the World Cup. That does not include Steve Smith or Jake Fraser-McGurk. So that's an interesting development. There are five West Australians there: Mitch Marsh, Ashton Agar, Tim David, Cameron Green, Marcus Stoinis and Josh Inglis. So good West Australian representation in the Australian provisional 15-man squad for the T20 World Cup. That update thanks to Tyre Power. Visit your local Tyre Power store today for a free tyre safety inspection. There are over 50 stores across WA. I enjoyed that program. I enjoyed the hour. Yeah, my philosophy is to provide a bit of variety and to provide some newsy stuff that you may not normally get in other media. And I thought we achieved that tonight, particularly regarding the Ayrton Senna 30 years since he lost his life, which was a big moment in Formula One racing. And also great to speak to Matt Rogers, and before that, to Matthew Knights from the West Coast Eagles. We'll do it again tomorrow, but I'll be on early tomorrow, 2 to 3, before the run home, because we've got the showdown from 5 o'clock. Thanks, Connor. Thanks, Jimmy. Have a good night. Drive carefully if you're on the roads.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.